Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger. And today I have the special privilege of interviewing Margaret Chin, the owner of Toxic Angels Bikinis. I'm super excited. We had a lot of listeners ask us to have our exclusive suit designer come on here and give them tips on cut, color, crystals, how to select the perfect bikini to look amazing on stage. And so I'm so honored, Margaret, that you're here today. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I feel, what an honor. I'm excited to share everything with you all.
Yeah. So I wanted to have you share, first of all, just your competition experience personally. I think it's always neat to kind of see where people get inspired and sort of follow their journey. So we'll start with your competition background and then we'll kind of move into how that, changed the course of your career and the creation of your business.
So I first started, I've always been into fitness and I started competing back in the days. It was like 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago in 2000, I competed between 2010 and 2012. I did about 6 shows. And when I first competed, all the suits, you know, didn't have any bling on them. They were very simple, metallic fabric. And I competed in the IMBA Natural Organization. There I became Miss Olympia IMBA.
And then
after that, I went on to compete in the Ironman Natural at the LA Fit Expo. And then from there, I did Governor's Cup. And that was my last show in 2012. And then I went back on stage 2 years ago in 2018 to compete again. And then I just did one show, but I've always been into fitness and I love getting on stage and, you know, working hard towards a goal. And that's, you know, how it started.
Yeah. So tell us about where you started in the dental industry and how that evolved into Toxic Angels Bikini.
So I've always been a dental assistant. I worked as an ortho assistant for 10 years doing braces and all that. And in the meantime, I had taken all my science classes to apply for the dental hygiene program or the nursing program. And I had finished all my prereqs. And then I was still applying to get into nursing and hygiene. 2 years later, I finally got into the hygiene program. And at that time I had gotten laid off from my dental assisting job. So I had all this free time and I was like, hey, I want to make bikinis. And it literally just popped into my head and I just put all my energy into it. And I wanted to make bikinis for the fitness industry because I loved it. And I love the bling and I wanted to, you know, provide beautiful, good quality suits for athletes. So I went on and doing that. And then I got accepted into the hygiene program. At that time, I was working in my roommates in my bedroom, my business out of my bedroom. I didn't have unemployment. They cut me off. So I was literally scraping. And so I got into the hygiene program and I'm like, cool, I could do this. I could go to the hygiene program and I could get my degree and have something to fall back on and then start my business in the meantime. Well, I couldn't do both, you know, because hygiene was pretty much, I had to commute 2 hours to get to school. I had an eight hour day plus homework. And so I had to make a decision whether to continue to do school or follow my dreams. And so I took the risk to follow my dreams. And I was that girl who dropped out of hygiene school. But, you know, I think I made the right decision because I love what I do. And it's just so amazing to see, you know, everyone on stage rocking like beautiful bikinis. And it just, you know, fills my heart.
That's amazing. So what kind of triggered you you know, seeing that need, was there, did you ever design one of your suits, or did you just kind of see like the trends on stage that things could be better? I mean, what kind of inspired you to do that and to take that leap?
Well, I never, so when I was competing, I wasn't, you know, I bought suits, but I guess what triggered was I've always been into fashion. In my first school, my first class out of college or out of high school was fashion and learning about fashion. But then I veered off and I've always been into like cutting stuff and all that. And I guess I love bikinis. And I wanted to make really good quality bikinis with Swarovski crystals, and so that the girls could stand out. And I wanted them to be custom fit so that they fit nice and they don't need to, you know, make a lot of adjustments with their suits. So that's kind of like where I, you know, wanted to go, how it started. Yeah.
So it was funny because the first time I met you, my coach had recommended that, you know, I made sure that my bikini had gotten bitten in, and I saw you and you're like, no, I make my cuts so that you don't have to use a bikini bite. And you were totally right. They fit like a glove. Mm-hmm. So it's like that perfect fit. Tell us your process that kind of makes your suits stand out above the rest. So what's something, you know, that makes you unique as a suit designer?
So basically, our suits, we have, I'm really hands-on. So whenever someone places an order for their suit, I, you know, make sure that their height, their weight, and their bra size and the cut is to them. And then we use Swarovski crystals, which I love because it has so many cuts. It's like a diamond, you know, when you, it has a lot of cuts on it. So when the light shines on it, it really just stands out. And not only do we use the Swarovski crystals, we heat set our stones. So we run our each bikini through the heat press, and we run it through the heat press, and so they're locked in and they're long lasting. They can wear their suit over and over again. And then when the suit is all done and complete, I get their final measurements because, you know, it usually takes about 4 weeks normal to customize a bikini, and your body's going to change. So at that time, when I get their final measurements, if the client is like, hey, I'm still cutting, you know, what are you going to do? How's my measurements going to play out? And I always tell them, like, don't worry, I'll sew it just a little bit tighter to compensate for cutting. So I think that's important.
Yeah. And I know from experience that there's a huge difference between the Swarovski, I'm probably not pronouncing that very well, but
Swarovski.
Yeah, Swarovski crystals versus Preciosas. Mm-hmm. Preciosa? Is that what it's?
Preciosa.
Preciosa. Yeah. Can you tell us, explain the difference between those two stones?
Yeah. So the Swarovski is like, you know, really sparkly. It has a lot of cuts. So, and then the Preciosa doesn't have as many cuts, and it's not as vibrant is what I, you know, think. It's easy to get. So the Swarovski crystals, they're really hard to get. That's why they're priced a little bit higher. And sometimes we go through like spurts where they're like not coming in as fast as when I need them. And so I think if you really want to, even when you do less stones, the Swarovski crystals will make you stand out because it's more vibrant, more cut. So the light will hit it and make it super poppin'.
Awesome. So when we're looking to stand out on stage, mm-hmm. underneath the lights and things like that, mm-hmm. it sounds like those really, you know, do a good job of catching the light. But can you tell mm-hmm. us about what colors translate well on stage? I think that's a common place where people can really be set apart, or they can really be hurt in their placements by selecting the wrong color.
So the suit color?
Yes.
So I think, I think the gemtones are really safe colors, especially if it's your first show and you want to stand out. Typically, the reds, the blues, the greens, and the purples are really safe colors. And, you know, with that, I like to for the suits that I like to make suits with different stone colors on them, because on stage it just gives depth, and instead of just one color, I've had clients recommend just all clear, and I don't necessarily clear stones, and I don't recommend that because it just looks like a headlight. It's almost too much. But if you do like clear with a mix of stones, it's really pretty. So definitely the reds, the blues, the greens, and the purples, and I can help, you know, you design your suit based on your skin color. And colors to kind of hard to pull off, I would say, is like pink, yellow, and white. I personally love yellow. I wore yellow, but I think you have to have darker features to pull that off.
Agreed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like white, I think darker features, maybe like dark hair with like red lips, but you don't see those colors too often.
Right. So when we're kind of looking at the sport, we look to see what the pros are wearing. And I know mm-hmm. you have a lot of pros that you put in suits on stage, on the pro stage. Mm-hmm. What are the common ones that are kind of coming trending in 2020 that you're seeing?
Ooh, so a lot of reds. The hollow red and the hollow indigo. The hollow indigo is like a blue purple. I really love it. So those two are trending, I think, in 2020. And I love the hollow indigo on stage. It's really pretty, and we could go different ways with it. We could add darker stones to make it a little bit deeper, royal, purple, or we could go on the brighter side and add lighter stones and make it a, you know, lighter purple, blue. But the hollow red is very classy, and I really like it. And a lot of people have been ordering it for 2020.
So are you seeing certain trends that look better with brunettes versus blondes when it comes to a suit selection? Or is it more about like skin tone, like you were saying?
I think it's the overall, you know, their eyes, their hair, and their skin color. So for blondes, like blondes with brown eyes, I really like either going with the ruby red, which is like a deep red, or they could go with like a cobalt blue. You know, if you have red hair, oh my gosh, if you have red hair, I'm obsessed with doing the deep emerald green, because it just makes them look like a mermaid. And it's, you know, it's a little bit deeper, but it pops and it makes them look very exotic. They could also do purple as well, but I'm really loving the green with red hair. Now, if you have like dark hair, brunette, you know, you could get away with any of the gem tones, really.
Awesome. Yeah. And so what are you seeing as far as trends for this season on the connectors?
So we have a huge like selection of different connectors, but I'm noticing that the trend this year is just a simple, classy single row connectors. I like it because it doesn't take away from the body. The suit itself is already going to be super pretty. And if you do something too chunky, I feel like it cuts off the body. So just doing a simple single row connector, very classy, it's going to look really nice against the skin and the body.
I've noticed that the recent pros, even from just last year that won their pro card, they have that single mm-hmm. strand as mm-hmm. well. So you're probably seeing like the ladder connectors, the swoops, those are pretty outdated.
Yes, not so much. Yeah. So like, I want to say like maybe a few years ago, the ladder, that was really popular. And we still do get a couple clients ordering those, but the single row ones are in right now. They're very nice.
Yeah. So can you tell us about when we're looking into for a regional competitor, you know, somebody that's just trying to get nationally qualified, kind of the difference of what they need to think about when considering a suit cut versus like a national stage, and then kind of the difference between also what kind of sets apart a pro and what they can get away with versus somebody doing just like a local first time show. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, I think if you want to turn pro, then you need to wear a pro suit.
Right.
So you want to look like a pro, then you need to look like a pro. You need to wear a pro suit. So everyone, so we offer micro pro and pro cut. So I would recommend if you're competing in NPC to get the pro cut. I have a lot of girls going, oh my gosh, I need more coverage. I'm like, no, you want to wear the pro cut because when you are judged with everyone else and you wear a different cut, then it's going to be harder to see your glutes. And so I think it's important to select a color, you know, that is safe within the gem tones and have connectors that aren't like super gaudy, that's not going to take away from your body, and just make sure your suit fits properly and you're wearing it properly, because a lot of girls, they don't wear their suit on stage properly. So, you know, I think it looks really nice when you hike the side of your bikini up a little bit, and your bottom and the back has to kind of be in your butt a little bit,
right.
And your glutes a little bit, so you get that heart shape. But if you pull it on the side, then it will really elongate your legs, making sure, you know, your top is on right, you're not showing under boob, because it's the overall package. You could get a beautiful suit, you could look really good, you know, get your posing, you know, but if your suit isn't on properly, I think it makes a huge difference if it's on correctly.
Yeah, and I try to stress that with people. They try, you know, wearing the connectors at a horizontal level, and I don't know if it's just in tuned in our brain, because that's how we wear our pants,
right?
Our shorts, that we think the connectors need to be going that way, but it makes the physique look like an hourglass when you just pull those up, run them along the iliac crest, that top of the hip bone, and yeah, you do feel like you have a wedgie. But
it looks good.
Yeah, exactly. And I think another thing that you pointed out that's very valuable is how tight to tie the suit. I basically, I'll come off stage and I'll basically have a bruise on the back of my neck. I have to tie it so tight. But otherwise, it doesn't, you know, your chest isn't displayed in the best way if you go too loose. So do you have any tips on tying it in properly? I know you always do such a good job of tying people in during
the show. If we are at the show, please come by the booth or, you know, wherever we're at, and I will hook you up. I will make sure I will tie your top, because on show day, you're tired, you know, and you don't want to wear your bikini top all day. You know, you just want to put it on before you step on stage. So I recommend that have someone help you tie your top, but beforehand, start practicing. You know, the tighter your top is, the more you could get, you know, your breasts like up and pop in. And we actually have a 1 minute boob job IGTV on our page, and it shows you the before and the after. And I recommend, if you want to stuff, I recommend going one size up and then making sure your top is tied really tight. And I recommend getting our bra pads, and I like using pillow stuffing. I think it looks more natural, and you could take some of the pillow stuffing and start stuffing the cup hole, because there's a little hole you can stuff the stuffing in there, and just, it really just makes a huge difference. But you have to make sure the top is tied correctly.
Yeah, that was one question that we had, listeners that don't have implants, they wanted to know from you. So I'll have to put the link to that in the show notes so that people
can. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy because you like don't have any and then you have some. It's all an illusion. So I think everyone should watch that video. And also selecting a short middle connector. So it's the attachment that goes in between the boob, the cups. I think if you want to bring your boobs together, you should just select a shorter one so you can bring them closer together. So that's another tip.
Yeah, that's a good hack. So people that have sort of broader shoulders, do you recommend like a longer middle connector then just so that things look
more symmetrical? You could go longer or you could go shorter so that way you have that option to like pull it, you know, closer or just going with like a bigger cup to give you that illusion that it's, you know, fuller. So yeah, you could either do normal size cup with a wider middle, or you do bigger cups to, you know, fill you out with a shorter middle.
Okay. All right. So those were all really great tips. So I didn't want to stop you, but can we kind of circle back to, so you had said, if you want to go pro, obviously you want to do the pro cut. What have you seen, the pros wearing? And I know you have like a micro cut, a Brazilian mid coverage. Who are the people that would be best for some of those? Because I agree with you that pretty much an amateur, if they want to go pro, they have to go pro cut. But is there any other situations where those others are more beneficial?
So if you, I would say like if you are petite, like smaller, maybe 5'1" or under, I would recommend going with the micro cut because your body's built more you know, built differently. So I think that the micro cut would be good for someone who is 5'1" and under. If you're above that, then I would go with the pro cut. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it might be a little bit too big. And what we could do is we could extra scrunch the butt to make it a little bit smaller and tighter of a pro cut so that it looks like micro. So if the girls are competing long time and they buy the pro cut, they're like, hey, it's just getting too big, too much material, and they're going to nationals, then they can send it back and we can make a little adjustment to the back to make it tighter and smaller.
Gotcha. And so with the Brazilian and the mid coverage, do you find that those are more for different sanctions outside the NPC, like more of like the natural leagues and things like that?
Yeah. So I think some of the natural organizations want to use, you know, the Brazilian or the mid coverage. I don't see too much of those cuts used in NPC, but sometimes there are girls who are fuller in the glutes that the pro cut would just be way too small. And that when they wear the Brazilian, it does look like a pro cut on them because their glutes are a lot fuller. So in that case, and I would go with the Brazilian, but that's very rare.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. So when you, let's say somebody's never ordered a custom made suit, what's the best way to start that process? What's the timeline? You know, if you're how many weeks out of a show? Because you had mentioned that you kind of take final measurements in the last 4 weeks as our bodies change so much. What's like the earliest that they should be considering that?
I would get started on your suit about 12 weeks out from your show. We typically, when you know you have a show date, you could order free swatches from us on the website, and then you could book an IG video chat with us so we could design your person or your bikini live through video chat, which I think is super fun. Yeah, I love doing that. So basically, if you order your suit 12 weeks out, it takes about 4 to 5 weeks to make your suit. And then we just need your basic sizing, like your height, your weight, your bra size, what organization you're going to be in, that will help me decide what cut you're going to, you know, use. And then once your suit is done after 4 to 5 weeks, then we get your final measurement. And then at that time, you're still going to be a little bit out. So I still always sew it just a teeny bit tighter. And I warn my clients, when you get your suit, it'll just be a little bit tight, but on show day, it's going to fit perfect once you cut.
Awesome.
And yeah, and then so if they order the swatches and they like certain colors, and we could play with crystals, and then from the crystals we could figure out what design they want to go with, and then I could help them pick out the connectors based on, you know, how tall they are, or you know, their body type, or you know, so
yeah,
very
and
custom.
I think it's important that the athlete, you know, that they're involved in the process as far as just picking a color that they feel confident in. But if they do have a coach, I know, for example, our team, it works to kind of work synergistically with you. So you have that eye for maybe what, you know, if they have some color families that they enjoy, then you can kind of show them. I know for me, I've just sent you pictures of people that I'm like, can you make this suit for me? And you make it perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
So, I mean, what is your thought on that as far as like getting coaches' input versus kind of like their own vibe on it as well?
Well, I love when coaches have an input on suit color, because you know they're helping with the package, the whole package, and I like when they help. But then I also, if the client has a certain color, but they're like, oh, I don't know, you know, so I will be hands-on and I will recommend a color. So I'll have them show me the colors that they like, and then we'll just put it all together with stones and everything until they like it. And then that's how we kind of do it.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So for 2020, we have our new division, wellness. And I know for a fact that you have designed, and you did a beautiful job on one of our very first wellness competitors. Mm-hmm. She's stepping on stage on the 18th. And hers is a beautiful green. And then I know you had another one of our wellness competitors come in, and she just received her posing suit from you.
Yay!
Can you tell us about how wellness is different than bikini and what that process has been like for you guys?
Yeah,
as a business?
So it's kind of the suit is kind of a cross between bikini and figure. And so the cut of the bottoms is a V cut, and then it's pro cut in the back. And we have two options, because I think we don't, you know, we have two options with connectors on the bottom or without. And I guess I don't really know like what the judges are leaning towards more. So we offer both of them. I know that certain coaches like the no connectors look, or in some like with connectors. So I guess right now it's just like preference. But I think it's fun. The girls look amazing. And, they're just a little bit more muscular than bikini. The suits are the same design as bikini. I typically like those designs better. Figure designs are more like out there, but I'm starting to see more of the bikini designs on, you know, figure as well. But yeah, and they're all custom made too.
Yeah. Can you talk us through those trends? I used to do figure, and I had the velvet material.
Oh, you did too.
And then they just have like a more pattern to them on the front.
More.
So can you kind of tell us a little bit more about that difference, and then kind of what you're seeing in figure that's popular for this year?
Yeah. So like figure is very, you know, has a lot of design. It's very extravagant, you know, and we make those designs, but I'm starting to see a lot of my figure clients ordering the more simple bikini designs for their figure suit. And I like that better. But so I think for my business, I'm seeing less of the extravagant figure designs and more of the bikini designs on the figure suit. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's like with everyone. Yeah, it's like kind of changing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So when we're kind of talking about 2020 and some of the new things that are happening with all of the shows,
yes.
You know, with COVID and everything,
yes.
I know that you guys have come up with some masks. So can you tell our listeners about what that looks like? And
So we started making masks for our clients to match their suit. And I think it's so cute because it's like ninja style. with like their mask and their suit. And we actually posted an athlete with her like sword and her mask. So I was like, I think it's kind of cool. We might as well just, you know, have fun with it. But we do offer the masks on our website, and you could get a plain one, or you could get one with stones. And we do have a rush option, because I know a lot of these shows are starting to happen now, and everything is just so up in the air with masks and everything. And so we do offer that one day turnaround for clients who really need their mask last minute.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that post, and I wonder, maybe you can share it and then I can put it on this social media post at Prep Life Podcast on Instagram, or on our Glam Girl page, because I saw that it was like an emerald green. She was a pro and she had this big old sword, and you kind of
I
put her
love
side
it.
by side with that ninja. I thought that was really
I
cute.
It's so cute. I love it.
Yeah. So tell us about some other things that you do extra special just to spoil your clients. I know for me, I absolutely adore my robe, my silk robe. It feels so bougie.
I love it.
What are some
Yeah,
of
I
those
love
things that
it.
you do that are just extra that you go above and beyond?
So, we offer robes. We offer team robes, actually, and they're very custom. We also offer team opposing suits, which I'm excited to make yours. And
Yes, I'm so
we
excited.
also offer regular posing suits and beach wear. So we kind of have a little bit of everything. And then we just recently launched our booty bands. So we have the booty bands on our website, which I'm really excited about. But slowly we're adding like little stuff, to the site.
Yeah. So how long has your business been in existence, and how have you seen the growth as an entrepreneur? I know this is about bikinis and things like that, but I feel like it's such an inspiration to see another female, boss babe, doing it from, their apartment and then building it up to this huge company. So how much have you guys grown, like, with your employees, and kind of talk about, like, how quick you can turn things around just based on, like, now your conglomerate that you have created.
So I've been in business for 6 years, and wow, I was like, I can't. Yeah, so I've been in business for 6 years, and in the beginning, we used to, it used to take 4 hours to stone a bikini, and now we managed to, we upgraded, and so, it takes about, 2 hours to make, an hour and a half, 2 hours to make one bikini. And I've tried to figure out ways to cut, time with what we're using. And so we've had the same amount of employees. I have five employees, and for the longest time, everything was done manually. Like, all my sales were done manually for the last 5 years. So just this year, we've had a website that is fully functioning, where someone can go on the website and build their custom bikini. And of course, there's still needs to be a lot of work that, needs to be done. But yeah, this is a lot of running a bikini company is always changing, and it's always growing. So there's always something that, I need to be learning and stuff like that. Well, I guess that's just like with every business, but there's never a downtime. We're always learning, always growing, and adding more stuff. And social media is huge. I started my business with social media, because really for the last 5 years I didn't have a website. So it was a lot of networking, a lot of, contests and all that. Everything was done on social media. So here we are.
Yeah, so you're at a lot of the shows. Have you found that that really helps get your business out there, being at the shows and connecting with your clients?
I think it really helps, because I get to meet them, and I think it just builds value between me and my client, and helping them out. And I think, yeah, I definitely think it's really important to build that relationship being at the shows, because then they see you and then they remember you. And I like that.
What do you feel like is one of the biggest lessons that you've learned? I know that anyone that's successful, you know, they have multiple failures like throughout the process.
Yes.
What's something that you have grown through by learning in your business history?
Man, I don't know. I guess just trial and error, you know, just like if something isn't working, then you don't give up and you attack it in a different way until it does work. And so sometimes, you know, you do things and you don't see a result and you're like, what's going on? And then you want to stop, but you're not going to stop. You're just going to keep going and figuring out what's going to work until it, you make it happen pretty much. Okay. You have to kind of be creative.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So where, for our listeners that maybe don't know, where are you guys located and do you have a storefront? Is that something that is frequented and things like that?
So we're located in Rona Park, California. And then we also have a remote location in Southern California. But if you are local or, you know, if you're coming into town, you could set up an appointment and you could come into the shop and design your bikini. I've had clients fly in to come see me before from like New York, Hawaii, Texas, Seattle. They're flight attendants. So they come. I'm like, wow, you have to take the flight to San Francisco, rent a car, drive an hour to come see me, and then you're taking off back home. So I just feel like, oh, I feel so special when they make the trip out. And you know, it's a fun experience. You get to come and you see the whole thing and you try on your bikini, and most of the time it's their first show, so they get to see the whole experience with that.
That's awesome.
I think that's fun. Mm-hmm.
And then you sponsor athletes, correct?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So anybody that's interested in pursuing something like that, or just for those listeners that, you know, maybe are looking for something similar to that, can you kind of educate us on what the process is of your selection and what that all entails?
Yeah. So basically, if you want to be a sponsored athlete, you have to be marketable. Pretty much your social media page has to have good engagement. It doesn't necessarily have to have 100,000, or you just have to have good engagement. People commenting on your, you know, on your posts that aren't all male, you know, more girl followers who are like fitness people, good photos, you know, someone who's maybe worn a Toxic Angels bikini. So I've had people say, hey, it's my first show, I need you to sponsor me, you know. But no, I think it's really important. If you've worn a Toxic Angels bikini suit, you can represent it because you know what it feels like to put one on. You know the process of ordering a suit. You're able to tell your you know, your clients, your followers, how it all is. And I think that's important.
Yeah, I will never stand behind a company that I haven't used personally, that I have to have an excellent experience with that, you know, because I take that responsibility very seriously if I'm going to be recommending someone to several athletes. And, you know, when you kind of have that impact, I think it's so important to stand behind that company, believe in them first, and have that base. So I think
that's
a great process to go by. Yes. With your amount of pros, how many would you say, how many pro bikini competitors would you say that you fit probably?
I don't know. I don't think we have crazy amount. I think we have about like 30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I think we have about 30.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share with the listeners that maybe, you know, first timer or even somebody that's a very seasoned athlete should know in regards to like suit selection or anything about your business before we kind of wrap things up?
So basically, if you are nervous or you're unsure and you need help designing a suit and you're worried about the fit, reach out to us because I want to, you know, make this process easy for you, and I want you to have a good experience, and I will go over everything so that you feel better about your suit selection and the fit and everything.
Awesome. So if our listeners wanted to reach out to find you, I'll put it in the show notes, but if you could share the best way to contact you to do those things.
Yeah. So the best way to contact me is through the website in the email. So it's toxicangelswithaz.com, and you could find my contact information there. You can reach out to us on Instagram DM. I have a social media manager that runs that, and you know, we check email and DM throughout the day. So we are available, you know, ASAP.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'll put that in the show notes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I really appreciate your time. And I think that we all probably got some amazing nuggets from you. And so I'll make sure that all that is in the show notes. So thank you so much for being on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini signing off. Thanks for listening, guys.